At the 2012 Altec International Symposium, I'm visiting with Dr. Carl Dawson, and great to see you, sir. You gave us a little bit of talk this morning about this area of research that you're doing here, the work ongoing at Altec. What are a couple of the nuggets or tidbits or takeaways of what you see coming from the work that you're doing?
Well, basically, I think we're using some tools we've never had before to evaluate nutrition and animal health. The things that we can do today is actually take a glimpse of what's happening in terms of effects of nutrients, environmental effects, disease effects on the animal. The thing that makes this really exciting is the fact that if we were to evaluate, say, a new nutrient in the dairy cow, for example, it would take literally years to make a full life cycle evaluation. The nutrigenomic or gene expression approach we're using today, we can measure changes in animal physiology within 2 weeks of the time we start out. So we've changed the process of developing new products from years down to literally months. So that's going to be very exciting. It also provides, in this area of program nutrition, the keys that we need to imprint animals so that we can adapt them or condition them to diets very early on in their life and change what they're going to do out through their life cycle. The results is a more efficient production as well as a better quality product at the end of the day.
How about from the standpoint of the end user, the consumer, or the channel, food channel in between there? Have you had any feedback in terms of their acceptance of this whole concept of how we are now trying to manage nutrition?
Not really, nothing negative at this point in time. The kind of techniques we're using are very much natural. We're just changing the times and sometimes the amount of ingredients that go into specific animal diets. So there's nothing here that's tremendous genetic manipulation or anything like that. It's just taking the knowledge that we have from past and adapting it to these new feeding systems.
So would it be, for us non-technical types, nutrigenomics and genetics are two very, very, very different things.
Yeah, genetics is looking at the DNA. It's breeding. It's changing what the DNA looks like. In the systems we're looking at, we're trying to take that DNA and change how it's expressed, how those genes are expressed. And those are just simple triggers. We've got to learn how to pull the right triggers at the right time.
Well, I heard here talk about Altec going into the pharmaceutical area. Kind of where are you at in that process, and what are you looking for down the road?
Well, this pharmaceutical part of this actually came from the initial work we were doing in animals. We found very early on some indicators that indicated that we could change brain physiology, if you'd like, in a way that would be very positive towards things like Alzheimer's, trauma, neural trauma, those types of things. When we saw those changes, we said, well, the logical step is to try to move that forward. We went ahead and actually did some combined studies, joint studies with the University of Kentucky at the Alzheimer's, or Sanders Brown Center for Aging, on Alzheimer's. They came back with very positive responses in terms of what they see in their animal models as well as cell culture models. Those two things together said we're on our way to do something that's kind of unique. So we're really taking advantage of a unique situation that we came across as a result of our animal studies.
Well, you're doing some fascinating work in your center. I know Dr. Lyons mentioned the growth plans for the company, but I guess your staff is going to be helping fuel that growth. And I don't know if we're going to have to build a four times the size Nutrigenomic Center.
Yeah, that's one of the questions. I wouldn't mind doing that, but no. And that is one of the challenges for us. If you quadruple the size of the company, which is what his goal was, it's very unlikely I'm going to take a research team and make it four times as big as it is today. That being said, though, there are lots of unique ways to do that. And I talked about the research alliances we're developing. That's a way of magnifying what you can do and amplifying your effects overall. So,
all right. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Carl Dawson, visiting once again here at the Altec International Symposium. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.